tropical climes there are certain times of day when all the citizens retire to take their clothes off and perspire. It's one of those rules the greatest fools obey, because the sun is far too sultry and one must avoid its ultraviolet ray. The natives grieve when the white men leave their huts, because they're obviously, definitely nuts. Mad dogs and Englishmen go out in the midday sun. The Japanese don't care to, the Chinese wouldn't dare to. Hindus and Argentines sleep firmly from 12 to 1. But Englishmen detest a siesta. In the Philippines they have lovely screens to protect you from the glare. In the Malay states there are hats like plates which the Britishers won't wear. At 12 noon the natives swoon and no further work is done. But mad dogs and Englishmen go out in the midday sun. Such a surprise for the eastern eyes to see that though the English are effete, they're quite impervious to heat. When the white man rides, every native hides in glee, because the simple creatures hope he will impale his soul a topi on a tree. It seems such a shame when the English claim the earth that they give rise to such hilarity and mirth. Mad dogs and Englishmen go out in the midday sun. The toughest Burmese bandit can never understand it. In Rangoon, the heat of noon is just what the natives shun. They put their scotch or rye down and lie down. In a jungle town where the sun beats down to the rage of man and beast, the English garb of the English Saab merely gets a bit more creased. In Bangkok, at 12 o'clock, they foam at the mouth and run. But mad dogs and Englishmen go out in the midday sun. Mad dogs and Englishmen go out in the midday sun. The smallest Malay rabbit deplores this foolish habit. In Hong Kong, they strike a gong and fire off a noonday gun to reprimand each inmate who's in late. In the mangrove swamps by the python romps, there is peace from 12 to 2. Even caribous lie around and snooze, for there's nothing else to do. In Bengal, to move at all is seldom, if ever, done. But mad dogs and Englishmen go out in the midday, 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 out in the midday sun.
Good evening, Audio Boom. Graham here, Black 73 Cat. Hope you're all well, guys. It's day 2 of October 2014. And today's topic is to name, I'll give two examples of tracks that you like that were released before you were born. And that was a long, long time before I was born. 1931, Noel Coward and Mad Dogs and Englishmen. I love that tune. I absolutely love it. When you listen to the lyrics, it's pure comedy. I just love the fact that he has got this sort of archetypal eccentric English voice, and yet he's mocking the eccentricity of the English or the Britishers, as he calls them in the song, as they lived out their lives across the empire, totally ignoring local customs and cultures and just getting on and doing what they wanted to do, and you know, with no real sort of sense or respect for what life was like in those parts of the world. But to me, it kind of makes you realise just how sort of recent the British Empire was. You know, that's not long ago, 1931, and you know, it was still going. It's crazy how times have changed. But also, it fascinates me how this tiny little island could sort of rule half the world. Was it more than that, wasn't it? But yeah, bonkers, utterly bonkers. But my favourite line in that, or two lines, is when he says, "It seems a shame that the English claim the earth, yet they give rise to such hilarity and mirth." And you can just imagine the locals kind of watching these crazy white folks just like, what are they doing? What are they wearing? What's that? What are they eating? Just, you know, bonkers, utterly bonkers. Yeah, fascinating times and a brilliant piece of music. I've always loved that. And then recently, here on Audioboo, Yana JN2N and Simon SM2N were fortunate enough to get their hands on a very, very beautiful old gramophone, a proper old gramophone. And Yana kindly played that for me. And recorded, obviously it's digitally compressed by the time it gets to me, but it still sounded really good coming out of that old piece of tech. And that sort of it gave a resurgence to that tune in my head, and I've listened to it quite a few times since. Always makes me smile. So that was my first choice, and I didn't really have to think about that for very long. As soon as I saw the subject, that sort of popped straight into my head. But then I thought, well, what am I going to do for a second one? Because I guess, like most people of my age, I'm 41, so I grew up with my parents, my dad especially, who still to this day got a huge music collection. But he was playing lots of sort of 50s rock and roll and that kind of thing when I was a kid, and sort of the sort of soundtrack to my childhood really was sort of like Eddie Cochran and Duane Eddy, that sort of thing, you know. One of the biggest sort of the voices that kind of stick in my head is that of Nat King Cole. I remember listening to an awful lot of Nat King Cole as a kid, and I knew loads of the words to his songs by the time I was probably 10 years old or something like that. It's just a voice that you can't help but warm to. And I guess because I was already thinking about how times have changed with the fall of the empire, not the fall of the empire, but the breakdown of the empire is probably a better way to put it. we're not Romans. And the way that times have changed got me thinking about Nat King Cole as well. You know, on that kind of vein, and just how different things are now to when he was making music, the hardships that he had to go through in order just to perform, just to get onto a stage and do his job, or go and find somewhere to sleep after he'd entertained, you know, a few thousand people in a theatre, was just crazy and just unthinkable nowadays in normal society. I'm sure that kind of thing is still sort of happening somewhere on the planet, just for it to be so well accepted back then is just amazing. And I think the fact that he carried on and just ploughed on through that, and was determined that, you know, that wasn't going to stop him. He was going to carry on performing and carry on making music, and the world is a better place for that, because I do think his music is tremendous. He's got a brilliant, brilliant voice. His voice changed a lot as he got older. Probably in light of the fact that of what actually killed him, he used to smoke 3 packets of cigarettes a day, because he believed that the fags were helping his voice, and he'd have like half a dozen cigarettes before he recorded. I mean, God, imagine the nicotine rush he must have been on, though. Yeah, his voice might be mellow, but his head must have been doing somersaults. But yes, the fags killed him in 1965, I think. He was only 46. And the big lung cancer got him, and put paid to his career full stop. So yes, the cigarettes might have made his voice sound a little bit better in his older days, but they didn't do him much good in the long run. Lesson to be learnt there, I think. But I'm an ex-smoker. Can you tell? There's nothing worse than an ex-smoker, is there? So anyway, how to choose a Nat King Cole song? Because I, you know, decided that's what I want to do, and what am I going to pick? Because obviously there are hundreds. There's so many you can choose from, and there aren't many of them that, you know, you wouldn't want to hear again and again. So I was looking down the playlist, and it jumped out at me. It's a song. It's actually a cover version that he did. He recorded it in 1961, so not long before he died, and very late in his career. So the cigarettes have had a chance to take a toll on his voice. So you can be the judge of whether they've improved it or not. I certainly don't think they've done him any damage. But this song, he recorded it in 1961. It was originally made for a Broadway musical in 1956, I think. And then it was used again in the film version of that same musical in about 1964, 65, I think, something like that. And The musical in question is the modernisation, I think it is, of George Bernard Shaw's Pygmalion, which is of course My Fair Lady, and the same song was used in the film, which was Rex Harrison and Audrey Hepburn, which was done in 1965. Now Pygmalion was one of my school curriculum plays that we did, and I absolutely loved it. I really, really enjoyed that part of the term. It was one we did, you know, where you pick a character and you read the character out as it goes around the class, and I absolutely loved the story. I thought it was fantastic, and as part of the lessons we were actually shown the Rex Harrison Audrey Hepburn film, and I loved the film so much. I just thought it was so well acted. Rex Harrison plays that character so well. I mean, the it's a very, very strong cast throughout the film, but I just think Rex Harrison's character, Henry Higgins, just stands out so well. Yes, brilliant, brilliantly acted in every sense. And the film is just generally, it's a good feel-good film, you know. There's a bit of comedy in there, a bit of innuendo. It's great. It's just a general happy, happy film to sit back and watch. I absolutely love it. And this particular track, which, like I say, was covered by Nat King Cole, and many, many others, many, many artists have covered this song, because it is such a good tune. It's used by Eliza Doolittle's suitor, Freddie Eynsford Hill, as he's hanging around outside her flat trying to woo her. this is Nat King Cole's version of On the Street Where You Live. Enjoy.
Often walked down the street before, but the pavement always stayed beneath my feet before. All at once am I several stories high, knowing I'm on the street where you live. Are there lilac trees in the heart of town? Can you hear a lark in any other part of town? Does enchantment pour out of every door? No, it's just on the street where you live. And oh, the towering feeling, just to know somehow you are near. The overpowering feeling that any second you may suddenly appear. People stop and stare, they don't bother me, for there's nowhere else on earth that I would rather be. Let the time go by, I won't care if I can be here on the street where you live. People stop and stare, they don't bother me, for there's nowhere else on earth that I would rather be. Let the time go by, I won't care if I can be here on the street where you live. Just
fantastic, just fantastic, smooth as butter. Yeah, brilliant, brilliant, brilliant song. And his voice is just amazing. I don't think I've heard that man sing anything that's that sounded bad, really. Yeah, great man. And it's a shame that he died so young. If his voice was getting better by that age, what could it have been like in later life? But hey, so that's it. There are my two tracks that were released long, long before I was born. But that I love very, very, very much for very different reasons. But yeah, both amazing bits of music. I hope you'll agree. And I hope you've enjoyed listening to them. Thank you very much for listening to me waffle in between. And I've really enjoyed listening to what everybody posted yesterday as well. It's a great insight into people's personalities when you start delving into their music collection, I think. And I've been entertained over the course of the day. So thank you very much to everybody else for sharing. And I will hopefully speak to you all and share some more music with you tomorrow night. Thanks so much for listening to me. Take care now. Thanks. Bye-bye.